Learning Masech, the Sugya Daf Lamed and Aleph, the Gemara is going into the Sugya of Mitzvah about Ba'aveira. The Gemara wanted to know, Gozel, we understand why it's possible to enter Vishen Kosov Lachem. The Shaila is, why is Gozel possible to enter Sheni? And Shainim discuss what's the pshat that Lachem is not Ba'aveira Sheni, but Al Kabanim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, Amr Abyechem Shem Shem Yechayim Shnavli Mitzvah about Ba'aveira. Since you stole it, it's a mitzvah about Ba'aveira, it doesn't work. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, Ve'esim gozlis to Biseach, Ma Biseach el etakonav, gozlain etakonav, Vishloim ulefnei yish, Yikam amar achman av ladideyu, Alachi yish am Eloi, Teretz is mitzvah about Ba'aveira. So Teretz asks the following question. He says, later, we're going to have the Gemara discusses, what's the pshat in the mission, shal shev vishal ir nidachas? Why is it possible? And the Gemara says, because it's susim michta shiura. In fact, Taiz says, why do I need a shev in Nidachas to Apostle Ksusim Michli Shurim? Why do we say it's possible because the mitzvah about Ba'aveira? And also, how come there we are matter a shev de Moshe? I mean, when it's not a shev de Moshe, which we said, the only a shev de Moshe, that's the Sreifa. But if it's not a shev de Moshe, so there's no din Sreifa, so we say it's mutter. Why? Why do we say it's mitzvah about Ba'aveira? So advertises. Different by Gozel, because of the Aveira of Gezel, that's how the mitzvah came. The Aveira facilitated the mitzvah. So, Mel, that's why it's a mitzvah about Aveira. But here, what does it have to do with the fact that it shall asher shnei dachas? Nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's not what facilitated the mitzvah b'chol. Auto machmas Aveira shenazba minavik bein. And Taisus brings that there is a girsa in the Gemara that on the mission of Esrei, the mitzvah of Esrei shall asher, the Gemara says. What's Esrik Shal Asher Apostle? So the Gemara, there's a Girsa, Mishnah Mitzvah Ba'aveira. But Taisus calls it a Girsa Mishabeshes. It's incorrect Girsa. What is the Pshat? That even by Esrik, the din is Alts Ksusimech the Shira, and the Shira is not Ke'egiz Ukabeya because that's only Alts Gemari Peri. The Shira is Minkal Kichasa. It says, how do you know Esrik is Esrik? Because Tam Eitzah Peri Vishava, maybe it's poplin, maybe it's pepper. The Gemara says, no. Because if you take one peppercorn, it's not minka l'kichasa. So you see, there's a shi of minka l'kichasa. Now, if you look at the Rebbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, on that mission of Esrik Shel Asherah, he says that it's al mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Apparently, Rebbeinu Chananel had this girsa. Rebbeinu Chananel had the girsa of the Gainim called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. So apparently, there was a mekubaleka girsa by Esrik Shel Asherah that it was al mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And Mishnama, the reason why the Gemara said that din, the Gemara said that tam by Esrik is because he held that minka chas is also not a shir. It's not a shir, it's just a raya that we're not talking about arla, that we're not talking about poplin, I mean. We're not talking about poplin, because poplin are not minka l'kichasa. But hainta, we're talking about Esrik, Esrik is always going to be minka l'kichasa. There's no shir be'etzim of minka l'kichasa. The pri of an Esrik is minka l'kichasa. It's not a shir. As I came as Zagin. So Mela, it's good. And Bekvegin, going to Shas already points out that Taisus Kasha, why did it say Ksusim Michta Shurim and not Mitzvah Ba'aveira, is not 100% the Muchach Diga Kasha, because you could say, we know in this Amid, Shmuel says that there's no din of Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Shmuel says, Mitek Shah Eitzah B'Shal Eitzah B'Gazel. And Shmuel says, there's no din of Mitzvah Ba'aveira. So Mela, that's why the Gemara here didn't want to say Mitzvah Ba'aveira, because that wouldn't necessarily stem. Al Kapanim Yantiv Sheni. Taisa says Yantiv Rishon. Shmuel's masking to Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Al Kapanim Yantiv Sheni. Taisa says there's no din in Mitzvah Ba'aveira. So now the Gemara would rather say Ksusimech the Shira. Mashenk, we got to Esrig and Esrig. We know there is no Shir. Minkel Kichasa. The Rachos is not a Shir B'chol. So why is it possible? So there we say a Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Al Kapanim. The Rach seems to hold Mitzvah Ba'aveira. The Rambam also. The Rambam Pishushnayis right here in the Mishnah says. Starts off the parak mitzvah ba'aveira in a mitzvah ulefichach lul vagazel vishal asher vishal einidachas pasul. Sounds like the Rambam holds that the psul of asher einidachas is al mitzvah ba'aveira. The Magid Mishnah says this, and there's a whole discussion the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rambam ilchaz lul parakhes alacha aleph, agan tishmuz. Maybe we'll get to it in the Sugiv Shal Sheir Vishnul Nidachas, but Al Kapanim, the Magid Mishnah holds that the psul is mitzvah ba'aveira. The Kesef Mishnah argues. But at least there is definitely a tzad, even the maskana, that a sheir in Nidachas Mitzvah Ba'aveira, the Rach and the Rambam. Now, Rabbi Kivega asks the Kasha, like we said, Rabbi Kivega in the Gilui Nashas right here on the page, he says, Tais is bringing that Shalashera, a raya that it's not mitzvah b'aveir, the raya, the ikka raya that he brought was, because why the Gemara didn't say the time of mitzvah b'aveir, he says that, like we said, is not mamash raya mechrachas, because according to Shmuel, there is no mitzvah b'aveir, kapana b'yantav sheni. But he says he has a better raya. There's a Gemara, Tairis Kainim, that has a pasuk which teaches you that if you do an avodah zarah with a carbon, the carbon was an avodah zarah, you can't use it, it's an avant. Why do we need a pasuk? Typically, it's mitzvah aveira. That's the chayra raya, the doing of a desire with the chayvitz does not make that any subsequent mitzvah you do with this chayvitz is a mitzvah aveira. That's one kasha. That's what he asked in Gilui Nashas. Now, in the Chidushim, he asked another gevaldige kasha. We have the whole sugya. Taisus here, the Ramaskol Akanya B'Yish. But Taisus discusses Barichos. Taisus Shita, in this sugya, he brings it also in Bavakama and in Gittin. Here he only brings down one of the shittas, but the vart is, if you hold yish kaina, there's no longer mitzvah b'aveir. Why? Because the aveir is history. You did the aveir of gzela, but now you were kaina, it doesn't make a mitzvah b'aveir. What's pshan in the gemara, the la'acha yish, kaina b'yish, it means you kaina with the yish together with the hektish. And the vart is like this, if yish is ain't a kaina, even so when you makdish it, so there it's called yish and shini Hashem. Now even though you need the kinyan to make the hektish, and you need the hektish to be the kinyan, but somehow it works simultaneously, since on your day the hektish will be kainit, so mail the hektish and the kinyan comes together, and that's how the hektish works. That's the sugya of Bava Kama. So Taisus holds, only in that case do you say it's mitzvah b'aveira, because the mitzvah came as a direct outgrowth of the aveira. The hektish, that facilitated the aveira, that now it's yours and not the gazel's. That was the one that wrested it out of the Bailam's Rishus. Mashangin, if you kind of beish beforehand, it's no longer mitzvah aveira. That's Hashem. We'll try to speak about it in a subsequent year. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, so Oiva Zay, what would be the havimina that a sheir would be mitzvah aveira? The aveira was just like when you stole a chayfetz. So you did aveira with the chayfetz, but since you were kind it, so that aveira is history. So that's not called mitzvah aveira. Here was an aveira is history. He did Avedis with the Zara with the Chayfetz. That was a long time ago. Now it's no longer, anyone's known doing Avedis Zara with it. So why don't you say the same thing? The Aver is gone. What's the Havan that should be mitzvah of Aver? See, the Gemara Chay also speaks about this. The Gemara of Ahadas. When Ahadas has enough of Merubim Me'olav, when you have more berries than leaves, so the Lach is it's possible unless you take off the berries, and you're not allowed to take off the berries on Yom Tov, because it's thick and clean. And the Gemara Chay holds that it's a deraisa. You take off the berries in Yontif, you did a malacha deraisa makav batish. Still, it says the Hadas is kosher. Why? Why don't you say it's mitzvah b'aveira? He says, because the aveira is done already. The aveira is gone. It's not like it's an aveira at this time. The aveira is done already. So mainly says the same thing. He discusses halacha shayla halacha lemaisa. The guy went on Shabbos of Cholamay Tzukis, Shabbos the sixth day of Sukkot, and cut the aravis. Amir la'akum, are you allowed to use this for a shanis as the mitzvah b'aveira? He says, yes. Averaya, just like the person that took off the berries, you still could use the hadas, not a mitzvah b'aveira. Who adin when you, right? Who adin when you were memayit the berries? So, the Shara Melech asked the same kasha. So, what was the havamin, and what was the discussion about Asherah? Right? Why don't you see clearly from the fact that you memayit the anavim on Yom Tov, it's not a mitzvah b'aveira? So how could Asherah be worse? See, there's Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kivega brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was this. Yerushalmi is actually brought in the Tur in Simin Shin Mem in Yeridea, about Kriya. The Mishnah says in Masech the Shabbos, in Perik Ha'irig, that if someone's Kriya B'Shabbos, Afish Meschayim, and Afish is Yetzi Dechavasei, someone died on Shabbos, and a relative writes Kriya, so he's over his Mechal Shabbos, he did an Issa Kriya on Shabbos, but nevertheless, he's Yetzin Echavis Kriya. So the Yishalmi asks the following question on that halacha. What's the pshat that if someone writes Kriya on Shabbos, he's Yetzin Mitzis Kriya? Chavraya boyin kami Rabbi Yisra, l'chein am Rabbi Yechon am Mishem, Rabbi Shimben Yitzadik, Matzah Gezula, eni Yetzin Echavasa b'Pesach? Didn't Rabbi Yechon say in the name of Shimben Yitzadik the same as we have here? Matzah gezula, you're not yetzah. If you have stolen matzah, you're not yetzah. So the question is, what's the pshad that Kriya B'Shamis is Yetzah? Mitzvah's Kriya? Why don't the Mitzvah Aveira? So Gemara, Nishalmi answered these words. Taman Gufei Aveira. There, the thing itself is an Aveira. Bramhacha, who of it Aveira? Here, he did an Aveira. Kachanu Aimim Haitzi Matzim Shesuyach Shesram and Yetzah Dechavasa B'Pesach. Are you going to say that if someone carried matzah from Shesuyach Shesram, he's not going to be Yetzah Dechavasa B'Pesach? That's the Yishalmi. Now, the Yishalmi needs a beer, but Rabbi Kivega over here asks the following question. He says, according to the read that we said, that once you kind of be Yish, there's no mitzvah there anymore. So what's the raya from being Maitzi the Matzah Mishis Yachid to Mishis Rabbim? There, the Aveira was history. Even though you needed the Aveira to do the mitzvah, but the Aveira was history. It's like stealing and being kind of be Yish. At the time of doing the mitzvah, the Aveira is long gone. But here, when you're Karei and B'Shamis, the Aveira is being done at the exact time of the mitzvah, Mamish the same time. So how could the Yishalmi being a Raya from Meitzi Matzah B'Shus Rabbim, that's not mitzvah of Aveira, that Hu Adin Karei is not mitzvah of Aveira, and that's why it's not the same as Matzah Gezula? Matzah Gezula and Karei have one thing in common. The Aveira is done at the time of the mitzvah. Matzah was done before, but Gzula also, if Aveira was done before and he's ready kind of be Yish, also is not a mitzvah of Aveira. So what are the kashas we have? We have one kasha of Kvega, one in Tais being Raya from why do we need a psul nevet? If any time he did have a desire, it's mitzvah of Aveira, why do we need a psul nevet? We have a second kasha, according to Taisis, that says that after Yish is kind of kalonga be mitzvah of Aveira, why should that apply to Asherah? And we have even a raya from the Mishnah. Em matam biyantiv. The Mordechai says it's a raya that you did an aveira in order to get the mitzvah, but the aveira was done already. It's finished. So Mela, you don't say mitzvah by aveira. Why wouldn't that apply to Asherah? And then the third thing is Yishalmi. Maybe that's what Yishalmi is saying. But the Matzah Gzula it says you're not itzik havasu b'pesach. And the question is, has the Shem with the Mishnah kareya b'shamis you are yitzah? And the Shami says, because Taman Gufe Aveira, Bram Huchahu Aver Aveira, and the Shami has a right, when you might see the Matzah Shesiachal Shesram, you ain't see the Chavasu Pesach. What's the right? There the Aveira is gone, here the Aveira is B'shas the Mitzvah. So it's a Shukah for improving Yuzovsky about all this, to answer all these kashas. And he says the Yisayid, which other Achreinim also say, that Mitzvah of Aveira is not a Psul in the Maisa Mitzvah, it's a Psul in the Chefza. As I asked the Stamakasha, what's Pasha Taich? What was the Havman of Taishvis? Someone did Avei Desire with this Chayfet, now you're using it for a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah Baba Aveir? It's a Pella. Like he says, if somebody worships the sun, now you can't make a Birchas Hachama on the sun, what does it mean? And Irani Dachas is even more Shver. Irani Dachas, your mitzvah Aveir? There was no Aveir done here. The Aveir was not they did Avei Desire. This is from the city of people that did Avei Desire. What's Pasha Taich? Hazak de Ruvain, the Yisayid of Mitzvah of Aveira is a din in the Chefza. The Chefza is a Chefza shal Aveira, it's Pasul le Mitzvah. That's what we learn from Gazlus of Biseach. That Biseach is a Psul in the Chefza. Gazlus is a Psul in the Chefza. Now, other Achreinim say it's also, the Mashal, the Shimon Shkab, in Shariyesha, Shagim, and Perikites, the Mishas Rebellion, in Shal Shuvah, Simon Tess, and Yud, and other Achreinim. And they say that's Pshanding Rav Gazl Dumit, the Biseach is din in the Chefza. And they said the Ritva really says this, pretty much, a little bit later, on Daf Manalef, where the end of Gemara says, and hopefully we'll get to this, that somebody who grabs his friend and forces him out of the sukkah and sits there, that's not called the sukkah gzula, because karkein and exelis. Shadow sinis a shtickle beer. But the kasha is, one to mitzvah over there. Someone has a sukkah, is in his backyard, you take him, you force him out of the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah in your friend's backyard, and you yates in the mitzvah sukkah. Why? It's not a sukkah gzula because karkein exelis. What happened to mitzvah b'aveira? So I do it like this. Here's his lashon. Came into like kanale klal. There was no kinyan. There was no gzela. B'shusi demari is. It's still owned by the master. You didn't make any halachic dinim on the sukkah. The ena mitzvah mitziyah b'shus b'aleh. The mitzvah is not taking an ad b'shus b'aleh. The mitzvah is not making it gzela. Like shiva mitzvah b'aveira. Hareyu ke'ilu is a sadat alma gzula b'shusai. As Amashali gives, it says, if, let's say, someone's doing a mitzvah sukkah in his regular sukkah, and he happens to have a stolen field in his rishus, So even though while he's sitting in the sukkah, he's being over the isuk zela by having a zela on someone's karka, but it has nothing to do with the sukkah. Who with him is in the sukkah has nothing to do with the sukkah. So it's a meyer de gezach. He's sitting in the sukkah is an avera. You're not allowed to sit in that sukkah. It's someone else's sukkah. You kicked him out. You took him over. That's an avera. Even though karka getting zelos, you're not allowed to be there. And every second that you're sitting in the sukkah, you're doing an avera. It doesn't matter. Because the chayfetz has no shaychus in avera. There's no gzela going on in the chayfetz. In the sukkah, there's no avera. That's how the limshat in the ritva. And that's cool for the reason why, after you kind of the chayfetz b'yish not a mitzvah of avera, even though you only were able to do this mitzvah because of this terrible avera that you did, and now he was miayish, fine. But that's how you got it. That very facilitated the mitzvah, but doesn't matter. Because the chayfetz doesn't have a shem gozla anymore. So memela, that's a pshad in the havimina that a shein yudachas. And like we said, it's not only a havimina. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam Pesh Mishnayis holds the maskona also. That a sheir and irin yudachas is a mitzvah of avera. Because a sheir is a chalois. Stam that you did avay desara, that doesn't count. That's nothing. But a sheir is a chalois. The thing becomes a chayfetz shel a sheir and has dinim. Because you have to burn it. So the halacha looks at this chayfetz as a contaminated chayfetz. It's a chayfetz that is a chaloy shtik avay nizara. That's a mitzvah of avayah. And here in Yidachas also. When the people in the city did avay nizara, and the whole city does avay nizara, and it's deemed an ir nidachas, and now all the nechasim have to be burnt. So this chaloy saveri goes in the whole city, and this is ir nidachas. And that's a chaloy in the chayfetz. And that could make it a mitzvah of a ma'aveira. As Dr. Ruvain, that would explain answer B'kveger's kasha. So B'kveger asked the kasha here in Gilui Neshats, one being right from Nevad. Tais says, when you're even a behemoth, it doesn't become a sabana. That's the halacha. It only becomes pasul l'karbon. It doesn't become a sabana. So besides the din, that it becomes pasul l'karbon, nothing's chal on the behemoth. So oiba zay, that's why it can't be mitzvah ma'aveira. Ashera is a chalais. It's chal on the thing. It becomes aser. So that makes it a mitzvah of aveira. Mashain kain a behema lule the pasuk. Nothing will be chal. So avadi need a pasuk. That's a pshat, and that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. Right? We said over the Yerushalmi, you rip your clothing on Shabbos, and yaisi mitzvah kriya. Fact the Yerushalmi, what? Why is it the matzik zula? So the Yerushalmi, taman he gufa aveira, meaning the chayfetz is an aveira. He gufa aveira. The matzik zul is a chavse shel aveira. It's a chavse shel gazel. Bram iu oven aveira. Here, there's no chayfetz. Chil Shabbos has nothing to do with the chayfetz. The chayfetz doesn't become a chayfetz shel aveira. The gavra did the aveira. That doesn't make a mitzvah aveira. That's the raya for matzah. So you can't ask a kasha like every kivega. How could you bring a raya for matzah? By matzah, when you might see the matzah, so then it's already a history. That's already like the Gzela Bayish. How can you mean the right to Kriya, which is Bishas Maisa? And Terry says that Chilak Gufa is the same Chilak of the Yishalmi. If mitzvah or Aveira means that the Aveira facilitated the mitzvah, so by when you carried the matzah to bring it to eat it, it also facilitated the mitzvah. But Terry says, we don't say that because nothing was chal in the matzah. It's absolutely the chayfetz. Matzah Zula. It's chal the gzela in the chayfetz. The chayfetz vibes the chayfetz a gazel. But that's what we're saying by kriya. That by kriya, nothing's chal in the chayfetz. The chil Shabbos is the gavra. The chayfetz is no shaykhis to the chil Shabbos. The raya is, by matzah also, if this chil Shabbos with the matzah, it's not chal in the chayfetz, it doesn't work. So same thing by kriya, it's not chal in the chayfetz, it doesn't work. Now I want to bring in what we spoke about on Daf Tes. On Daf Tes, Taisus has a kasha. One in the pasuk l'chad to my exhale, the tape gets a mitzvah baba aveir. And Taisus answers, because the mitzvah baba aveir is a psul derabanan. Clearly, this Taisus here in the third parak calls the mitzvah aveir is not a psul derabanan. That's why he's asking from Asheri Nidachas v'chuli. So he brought then the Chem de Shleimai, that he was mitzadet to say that by shaking there's no din of mitzvah baba aveir. But he brought a lot of rayas about shaking there is din of mitzvah baba aveir. But he said, by shaking also he did something wrong. You need kapara. But an einis, let's say, or tabit v'a mitzvah, so then you wouldn't need a kapara. So you mainly need the pasuk by tabit v'a mitzvah, where there, you wouldn't say mitzvah v'a there. Now, Reuven says over here, so why Taka didn't taste all that way? So I think really, because Tais holds the mitzvah of selling the chefza. So even by Einis, it's a chefza that way. That's what he holds. This chakira is mitzvah aver psul in the chefza or psul in the meisa mitzvah or in the minyayts of the mitzvah. If it's a psul in the chefza, there's no din shayga einis. It's right the chefza the shal aver. If it's a psul in the meisa mitzvah, then you can be mechalik. Now also this is all now like the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch, remember we said its teretz is that mitzvah of aver only affects that you're not yates to the mitzvah. But you're not called a bittul mitzvah. So if the pshat is if you're not yates in the mitzvah, that's good for a bittul mitzvah, like the first night. So if you have a sukkah gzul, it's mitzvah by aveir, you never yates in the mitzvah, so you have to be kind of mitzvah the first night. You're called a bittul mitzvah. Hashem came the rest of yantif, you don't have to be yates in the mitzvah. The main job is not to make a bittul mitzvah. Mitzvah by aveir means you're not yates, you don't have a kiyum mitzvah. Al kapanim won't be called a bittul mitzvah, and memela, that's why I need l'chalamay gzula. Otherwise, the rest of yantif, even a sukkah gzula, you won't have the bittul mitzvah. You won't have the kiyum mitzvah. You won't have the bittul mitzvah. Yeah, so that chreinim are bothered l'chay if you don't have a kiyum mitzvah and you're eating, that guf is a problem. But it really is another problem. Like the Shayesha points out, it's really the opposite of the svara. The minchas chinuch holds is b'chol no problem with the cheftza. Otherwise, it'll be a pasul of sukkah be'etzim. The problem is with being yetzah. Like he said, shleil ratzon yilafana. The Eibush doesn't like such mitzvahs. But it's not a problem with the chefza. We're saying punk fakert. It's not the pshat. If a very facilitated the mitzvah, that's okay. The problem is the chefza is a pasul chefza, so he can't make hilti in the first night and the rest of the yantiv. Everybody points this out, and of Shimon Shkab. He wants to bring a raya like this, that when you have a karban agazel, and it's pasul shemitzvah rabbi avera, the feeding mechaschinach lechari the din should be is the karban's kasher, just you weren't yet to the karban. Let's say you have a chatas. So you have to bring another chatas. The carbon, it should be kosher for Eilu Levailim. Let's say you have a neder. Right? You bring the Eilu. So you can't be Yetzi and neder with this Eilu. You can't be credited with the mitzvah. But the carbon shouldn't be possible. The chai is mefurish that the carbon's possible. Yishayinim here is mefurish that way. And even the Gemara Kidnach, hey, that says by a chatas gzul, it's not called Reilu Pesach Eilu Mayin. The chai lefina mechitz chinuch, if the problem is that Hashem doesn't like the mitzvah, so good. So you all get a mitzvah, but the carbon should still be kasha. Elamai, no. It's a psul in the chefza. Now, I really know that Taisus was chayzif in this yisait, because Taisus ends up with a kasha. Miutema. Perikol Shah, the Tanya, in yetzi, they matzah betevel, and you learn out from a pasuk, why need a pasuk for to tell you that yetzi matzah de tevel, tevel, it's a mitzvah by maveir, because you're eating isun yetzi de matzah. So tevel's not a chefza of aveir. You're doing the garbage, doing an aveir by eating tevel. Right, what's the pshat? Why would that be a mitzvah over by aveira? What's Taisus kasha? L'chay say a teres, not the chefza. So a roommate says like this, Adarab, but that was Taisus tut study. Taisus asked the kasha, sharing the dachash in mitzvah over by aveira, because he held the psalm in the chefza. When Taisus said the teres, that there, by gzela, you need the aveira to facilitate the mitzvah, by a sharing the dachash the aveira, there's no shaykhus to the fact that he did the aveira is not causing the mitzvah to happen. Now he's saying it's not a psul in the chefza. It's a psul in the maisa, psul in the kiyum. So Mela, now he has a kasha tevel. Right? A maisa aveir can't be a maisa mitzvah. For hagin al indi yishalmi. So why karev v'shav is also a maisa aveir? And also, you have to know, I mean, with this shtim with the ritva, I mean, it's a gemara that you take a chaveir from the sukkah, you chuck them out, you eat to the mitzvah sukkah, l'chay, you did a maisa aveir. They're saying the problem is not a chefza. We did a maisa aveir, right? The Dvar says because nothing was called in the chefza. Okay. So Rav Aaron says an interesting thing. Rav Aaron, the Mishnah Sarai, this is Simon Yud, I say. And he brings another Yishalmi. The Yishalmi Mesech the Schala also says, Yinai Yitzu Matzik Zulu, because Ein Aveir Mitzvah. That doesn't sound like a psalm in the chefza. Because Ein Aveir Mitzvah. And they brings a pasuk. Eilam Mitzvah, and Mesalka Mitzvah, so Eilam Mitzvah, and Lav Ein Eilam Mitzvah. So that's a different psul. If you say that veisum gazel subsech, does state the psul in the chefza. If you say elu a mitzvahs, and mesalka mitzvahs elu mitzvahs amav ein elu mitzvahs, it means that if you did it the way Hashem told you, it's a mitzvah. If you did not like Hashem told you, you didn't have very b'shas a mitzvah, ain't a very mitzvah. Ain't a very mitzvah does not sound like a psul in the chefza. Ain't a very mitzvah sounds a psul in the maisa. The maisa very can't be a maisa mitzvahs. And you learn it from elu a mitzvahs, so mesalka mitzvahs amav ein elu mitzvahs. So Baron says he thinks there's two dinim. There's one din that is a psul in the chefza of Esam Gazel, and there's a sveitid din Eilu Mitzvahs. So he doesn't say this with a clarkite, but I would explain why do you need the two dinim. Because sometimes all you have is a psul nechefs. Lamash, that's what we said before. By einis, by shegig. When the thing is mutter, for whatever reason, but lamais it's a chefsa shel aveira. So then you didn't do any aveira, but you have a psul nechefsa. Also, like we're saying, ein aveira mitzvah wouldn't be that the carbon's pasul, right? You might even say like the minchas chinuch. It wouldn't be like you're eating out of the sukkah. Of sol nechefsu, make the carbon bustle, make it like a mamish out of the sukkah. But then you have another case where there is no chefsu daver, but you have a psul because you did an aver. But the shaila is, so what do you do with the kasha that we have? And we really have two kashas. We have a kasha of someone throwing someone out of the sukkah, if we could understand the ritva svar. And we have a kasha kreya b'shavis, which the shalmi says not a mitzvah of aver. And why? Because Taman, who over it, right? Taman is the guf aver, he over aver. Why do you say though you have the din of psul nemaisav ain't a very mitzvah? You shall mean chal of elo mitzvahs. Right, so maybe you could say kamei b'shabbos is the pshat that that you didn't know was Shabbos. Whatever you were shaking, you were nainus somehow. You were taught by mitzvah and matzik zula. Also, the Yishalmi understood that that was the case. We didn't know it was gzula. You were shaking, whatever. And there the Yishalmi was discussing psul mechatzah, but ain't a chanami. When you did talk an aveir, you did talk an iser, you have the din of the maisa. But the Rebbein says another shtickle. The Rebbein says that even the psul maisa he believes is only pshat when the maisa sama nitvas in the chefsa. So tevel, it's not a chefsa shel aveir, but when you eat tevel, you're eating a chatiches iser. So you're doing a maisa, the maisa that you're doing, you're eating treif. Treif can't be a mitzvah. Not that the treif of food, the etzim, is a chefsa shel aveira, but the pshat is when you eat it, and that eating is good for a mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah about aveira. Masha'en kein, if the chefsa has no dinim, like Shabbos, the chefsa is b'chol no dinim. There's nothing treif about it. The chefsa is just the gavra, then you can't pass all the maisa. He says he has a very shtark araya from demai. It says by matzah tevel, you're not yet to the mitzvah's matzah, but demai you are. Why? Because if you were to be mafka all your nechassim, you'd be nani, you'd be chazilei. I mean, not, he's talking about brachas. He's talking about eim avarchem. In tevel, you don't make a birchas mazim because it's like a mitzvah above aveir, but say a berach niyitz Hashem. But demai you do. Why? Because if you'd be nani, so mameila, you'd be able to eat it, so now it's called roiloi. The shayla is, so what? Lemaisi, you're not a nani, so you did an aveira. What's the difference if you have tevel, which that there's no way you can be matter, and demai the etzim you could have been matter if you'd have been an ani, you could be mafgul in the chasam. I say weren't mafgul in the chasam. I say weren't an ani. You didn't have aveira. The Torah says, what's the point of the Gemara? A tevel is treif. There's nothing you can do about it. Demai is not treif because for ani it's mutter and you could be an ani. Torah says, Chazal didn't want you to eat it. That alone is a dimit san de gavra, and that's why it's not a mitzvah aveira. So that's what Ryan's saying. An ani is svara. And Ryan first is adding the two din of mitzvah of aveira. There's a Gemara here of aveisim gazav sech. That's a din of the chefsa, and that's a pshat in the Yishalmi. Why kareiv bechavasit by pshat is good. There's no psul in the chefsa. There's also another Yishalmi chal ein aveira mitzvah elo a mitzvah samasim tzvasim elo mitzvahs and lav ein elo mitzvahs. That's a din in the ma'isa. But he wants to say that even the din in the ma'isa has to be misyachis somewhat to the chefsa. It's not misyachis to the chefsa at all. Then there's no din of mitzvah of aveira.